This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Hours after the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, bullet casings can be seen on the ground and traces of gunshots on the walls outside his home. The government says Moïse was shot dead by unidentified attackers in his private residence early Wednesday, stirring fears of escalating turmoil in the impoverished Caribbean nation. The assassination is drawing condemnation from Washington and neighboring Latin American countries and comes amid increasing gang violence in recent months, fueled by a growing humanitarian crisis and political unrest. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph says the government had declared a state of emergency amid confusion over who would take the reins of the country. The 53-year-old president's wife was also shot in the attack at around 1 a.m. local time at the couple's home in the hills above the capital, Port-au-Prince, according to Joseph, who claims the police and Haitian army have the security situation under control. The world passed the tragic milestone of 4 million recorded COVID-19 fatalities on Wednesday, the World Health Organization said, adding that the pandemic's true toll was probably higher. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the landmark had been reached more than 18 months since the outbreak emerged in China in December 2019. The UN Health Agency Director General said some countries with high vaccination coverage were now, quote, relaxing as though the pandemic is already over, dropping public health measures and planning to roll out booster shots. But he said that far too many countries all over the world were seeing a sharp spike in cases and hospitalization due to fast-moving virus variants and shocking inequity in global access to vaccines. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A United Nations human rights investigator called on countries Wednesday to impose economic sanctions on Myanmar's oil and gas sector to cripple the junta that took power 5 months ago. Myanmar has been in crisis since the military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government on February 1st, unleashing nationwide anger that quickly turned into protests and strikes brutally suppressed by security forces, with nearly 900 killed. Thomas Andrews, special appointment on human rights in Myanmar, told the UN Human Rights Council no state had imposed sanctions on its oil and gas sector, although some had slapped them on military-controlled enterprises and revenue from gems, timber, and mining. He says, quote, oil and gas sector revenues are a financial lifeline for the junta and are estimated to be close to what is needed for the junta to maintain the security forces that are keeping them in power. They should be stopped. Andrews is a former U.S. congressman from Maine, and he called for forming an emergency coalition for the people of Myanmar, essentially a group of states that would also ban the export of arms to the military. Earlier, the top U.N. human rights official, Michelle Bachelet, urged the Association of Southeast Asian Nation countries to launch a political dialogue with the military junta and the democratically elected leadership in Myanmar. The United Nations must be allowed to deliver humanitarian aid to civilians in Myanmar, as agreed to with the association, without it being instrumentalized by the military, she said. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday warned Hungary to reverse course on its controversial LGBTQ law as pressure mounted on Brussels to cut EU funding to Budapest. Hungary's strongman, Prime Minister Viktor Orban, is facing growing international protest over the law, which is due to take effect Thursday. While Orban insists it's a measure to protect children, critics say the law conflates pedophilia with homosexuality and stigmatizes support for the LGBTQ community. Now Brussels is considering legal action against the EU member state and may also link payment of post-COVID recovery funds to the law's repeal. Orban's cabinet chief defended the measure Wednesday, denouncing a, quote, unprecedented campaign by Brussels to meddle in Hungary's affairs. And Pope Francis said Wednesday he was touched by the many messages of support received following his operation, as the Vatican announced that his condition continues to improve. He tweeted for the first time after surgery for his inflamed large colon on Sunday. The 84-year-old apparently had a planned three-hour operation on Sunday. The Vatican says the post-operative progress of, quote, His Holiness Pope Francis continues to be regular and satisfactory. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.